For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is lashing out over the anonymous New York Times editorial that criticized his leadership. He says he could think of maybe five people that might have written it.
People that either I don't like or respect, but they're there because in some cases they have to be governmentally, meaning they're protected. You know, we have a lot of people that are protected.
The New York Times has responded to the president in a statement. The editors expressed their confidence that the Justice Department won't participate in such a blatant abuse of government power. The paper says the president's threat underscores not just the need for a free press, but also why the Times must safeguard the author's identity. The president says the Justice Department should investigate who wrote the editorial, saying that people are disgusted that the Times ran the article in the first place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, who was convicted of lying to the FBI during the Russia investigation, has been sentenced to 2 weeks in jail. His attorney, Thomas Green, thinks the judge was certain his sentencing was fair.
You know, some people will think the sentence is light. Some people may think it is heavy. But there's no doubt in my mind that the judge issued what he thought was a very fair sentence.
Papadopoulos says he's deeply embarrassed and ashamed. Former White House counsel during the Nixon administration, John Dean, expressed some of his concerns during the confirmation hearing of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh before it wrapped up on Friday.
He would have the Congress immunize sitting presidents from both civil and criminal liability. Under Judge Kavanaugh's recommendation, if a president shot somebody in cold blood on Fifth Avenue, that president could not be prosecuted while in office.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The UN ambassador has plenty to say to Iran and Russia about supporting Syria. USA's Robin Walensky has the story.
At the United Nations, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley calls out Russia and Iran, accusing leaders in both countries of supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Haley speaking during a UN Security Council meeting.
Russia and Iran, as countries with influence over the regime, must stop this catastrophe. It is in their power to do so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A fast-growing wildfire has spread to 24,000 acres in Northern California, and fire crews have not yet been able to get a handle on it. The Delta Fire is largely confined within the Shasta Trinity National Forest near Redding. Officials fear it will expand eastward and merge with the Hertz Fire, which is mostly contained but has burned more than 45,000 acres. The sheriff's office said numerous structures are threatened by the fire, and at least three homes have been damaged or destroyed. California's largest freeway, Interstate 5, was closed overnight around Redding, where the car fire burned 229,000 acres and over 1,000 residences just a month ago. Some truckers had to unhitch their trailers and left them on the freeway to escape. The Forest Service said flames as tall as 300 feet were reported along the freeway. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.